One final comment also, Wally, your perspective on this issue of what was actually done in this patient, which was to continue a biologic on progression. What are your thoughts about that?
I just don't know whether we have data. It's reasonable in that it was well tolerated and she had a reasonable run initially, but I just don't think we have data, but I'm sure we'll design a trial to show that.
Actually, I'm not sure we will design a trial to show that. I suspect it's going to be something that's going to be done based on derivative data from other tumor types and other trials, such as the beta trial, which looks at erlotinib plus or minus bevacizumab, but not exactly in the case of people who've had prior bev. So I think it's going to be a tough question to ask.
Of course, and we'll probably have beta data for ASCO next year.
Yeah.
Tom, one of the things we've done in our patterns of care studies is not only ask people, well, what is your preferred choice, but how do you feel about other choices? So I want to know whether you see a patient like this and the first doc's recommended to continue the Bev, would you be okay with it or you say no way?
As I said, I absolutely would be okay with it. And a lot of people do it. And I think they have good reason for it. And I think that it will turn out to be, I actually think that's how we'll be practicing in the future. I think continuing the Bev in Bev eligible patients will eventually make sense. I think there's reason to believe that bevacizumab makes chemotherapy better. I don't know why it wouldn't make second line chemotherapy better. And so I think what Ruggiero did here is something which I'm comfortable with. It's not what I'm doing right now off of a protocol, but I don't think it's crazy.
Ron?
And I think there is some concern about the rapid revascularization of tumors when one stops an anti-angiogenic factor. Certainly VEGF, once you've been sinking it with an antibody for months and months, to leave it unrestrained stimulus to vascularization could lead to more vigorous tumor growth and more active and rapid repopulation of metastatic sites. So I think there's two sides to the sword. I think continuing the anti-angiogenic treatment is important. We don't have enough data to prove that yet, but I think discontinuing it could also lead to some downstream problems.
And if we wanted to continue this seminar till midnight tonight, we could start to bring in the cost issues, but I think we'll stick with sort of the risk-benefit clinical issues. Mark, we usually don't get much consensus about this issue outside of this, and there are usually a few people who say, absolutely not, I don't think that's appropriate, you know, societal cost, individual cost, et cetera. What do you think?
If I see a second opinion where the doc's continuing it, I encourage them to stop, to be honest with you. That's the way the trial was designed. I understand all the theoretical concerns. I'm concerned about cost, toxicity, adding, you know, various, I've seen a number of different chemotherapies put together with bevacizumab. I just don't know what benefit the patient's getting. And I know there's an issue of continued risk in that setting. So I've been a bit more in favor of clearly stopping it at the time of progression.
I think it's important to bring out that there is heterogeneity in how people view this. And colon, it was interesting because up until last ASCO in the think tank we had right after it, everybody was absolutely, you should not do this, you know, a lot of concern about cost. And then they saw those bright registry data and amazingly, and a lot of people changed their mind, but not all. Vince?
I was just going to add that Tom's point, I sort of agree with, we'll never see a trial that particularly addresses this, although I think the beta lung data, if positive, would probably be bastardized, so to speak, to draw that conclusion. The one drug that might answer this in part, although it could be a drug-specific thing, is the VEGF TRAP trial, because that's a phase 3 trial of TRAP plus docetaxel versus docetaxel, and patients with prior bevacizumab are eligible. And although you might invoke that it's molecule-specific, you would at least have some data, since the molecules, unless you work for one of the companies, are pretty similar, supporting that hypothesis.
Ed?
And I think what was touched on, and Ron brought this up a little bit with the biology and Paul with the staging, is there's progression and then there's progression. And in Ruggiero's patient, for instance, I mean, it was clear once that progression occurred, it was explosive. It was different biologically than when she first started. There was new disease everywhere. And so when I see a patient like that, even though I am one of these card-carrying people that does usually continue the Bev in most people to their second line, I wouldn't have in that case because I think that the tumor has just taken a turn and it's decided to do something different. So I would have gone with a single agent such as either docetaxel, PEM, or erlotinib.